On the roof, the reindeer felt a sudden slipping, as if the snow were sliding away beneath their hooves. The wind turned sharp and foul, and the stars went dark as if pulled into endless black. The reindeer wanted to run, but knew they couldn't. Their nervous breaths rattled in their lungs, and there was no steam when they exhaled. Cinnamon trembled.
What is it?
Prancer and Dancer shook as well, and the bells on their harnesses clacked in the thick air. Finally, Prancer was able to speak.
It's him.
Him?
Dancer shivered.
The Unmaker.
And before Cinnamon could ask anything more, it was there with them. Merely looking at him made the reindeer feel as if they were coming apart, antler and hoof and bone, like stuffed toys unraveling at the seams. If Boreas held winter's delicate beauty, its crystal and silver, the Unmaker was winter's bite and its howl, the merciless cold that promised sleep but dealt out death. Everything about him looked wrong, smelled wrong, felt wrong. Every sense they had among them screamed the wrongness of the thing before them. It did not have a mouth, but it had fangs. It did not have eyes, and yet its gaze froze them in place. Then, in a black flash, he was gone, inside the house.
"We have to warn him,"
Cinnamon said. Prancer's head was down, his ears back, as if he were facing into the wind, even though all was still.
"There's no way in. That's Claus's magic, not ours."
Cinnamon remembered the tickly feeling of being brought up to the roof. And then, as he remembered the sensation, he started to feel it again, just a tingle at the tips of his hooves. The other reindeer had been born in stables, but he was born of magic. And if enough of it still lingered in him, maybe there was a chance.